Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I hope that you are blessed. I hope that your family is doing well in this fall season. Today, we are going to jump right into it. It's going to be a little lengthy. I just want to get you guys in the know, okay? So it's going to be a little lengthy, but just be patient with me. And I hope that the Lord blesses you in this episode. So we are coming out of Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. That's right. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. And it's this. It says this. There was a rich man who was dressed and purple and fine linen, and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in Hades, where he was in torment. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you receive your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is confronted here, and he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they would repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." I know that's a lot, guys, but I want to really get into it. So this is really about your status, your status. Why is the world's status so important? Why is it so important to us? Or we should be asking the question, why is the world's status not so important, right? So in our thinking, it's easy to believe that what we see is all we have. What we see is more valuable, right? Everything that we work for, or everything that we touch, just because we can touch it, we believe that it is more important, or it holds more weight or value, right? Because it's easy to do that because we're sensual, right? And that means that when we touch things or we see things, right, that makes us feel a certain way. And so status, leadership, or whatever it may be, a position, right, it makes us feel proud about who we are, which is not bad, right? But there is a time where that position or that leadership role or that promotion or that job or that experience becomes a place where we can own, right? And we can find ourselves wanting to covet it, and it becomes a priority, right? And so in this particular passage, we're looking at two different outcomes. We're looking at a rich man that seemed to have everything he needed in the world, right? And we're looking at a poor man that in the world, he didn't have what he quote unquote needed. And so there was a different outcome at the end, where the rich man went to Hades or hell, and the poor man went to heaven.
And the poor man was on the side of Abraham, which is the father of faith. And so that gives you a perception of, okay, let me take inventory right now, right? What are the lavish things in your eyes? What are the things that you hold a high esteem? What is the thing that is the top priority in your mind, right? Think about that. Do you, and answer this, do you place that above God? Do you place that above what he wants you to do? Or do you place that above how you spend time with him? Do you utilize that time to look at your job or look at your things or covet your possessions more than you covet the presence of God? I challenge you guys. And so what has happened to us in this age is everything around us has got our attention. Social media has got our attention. TV shows has got our attention. Netflix has got our attention, right? We can binge watch television. We can binge watch specifics, things that we want to listen to or to hear, to watch. We can do it, right? In a matter of a snap of a finger. So it's easy for us, or it's harder for us to hear from God because we have so many things that is distracting us from actually getting in his presence and actually making him a priority, right? And that is the devil's job, right? The enemy's tactic is to distance you away from the Father, right? Distance you away from God and distract you so you won't see the times that we are in. I want to challenge you, right? This rich man, he had everything he wanted. He had everything, every luxurious thing he wanted. He had money. He had fame. He had the things of this world, but he did not have eternal life with Jesus Christ. So I just want you to think about that. And I want to share this experience with you. So I had worked for Starbucks Coffee Company for at least 2 years. And through this 2 years, I developed a love for coffee, right? I developed a love for the culture of coffee. I developed a love for just having Starbucks coffee, steaming the milk, all of the things, right? But there came a time where I realized that the Starbucks mission did not align with my Christian values. Let me say that again. The mission of Starbucks does not align with my values. And I had things, right? I had mugs. I had coffee cups and things, shirts and all kinds of things that I developed or I inherited over time when I was working for Starbucks, right? And it came a time where I had to say, okay, I have to cut these off, right? So I decided, okay, it's not about the coffee, right? It's not about the coffee from Starbucks. It's not about the mugs from Starbucks. It's the mission behind the brand, right? So I want to ask you, what is your mission behind who you say you are? Is Jesus Christ or his mission at the forefront of your life? Or is it your possessions? Is it your title? Is it your status? Is it how you look? Is it how people perceive you? Is it for you to the things that you want? Like, what is it that's at the forefront? And are you willing to cut that off? Are you willing to make Jesus the highest authority in your life? Or are you more comfortable keeping those things close to you and coveting those things so that you can see at the end of it means nothing? Think about that. The rich man. Lazarus' life didn't look promising, but the rich man looked like he had it going on. But at the end of everything, after all his possessions, after all his wisdom, after all his things, after all his cars, after all his status, after all his leadership, after all his good words, right? It meant nothing. And he begged, "Get me out of this place." Then he said, if you can't get me out of this place, I have 5 brothers. Let me warn them. And so I just feel like in this time frame, right, guys, that God is asking me to warn those who aren't listening, to warn those, to blow the trumpet, to let people know that we need to make Jesus the highest priority in our lives. Because everything is going to end anyway, guys. This world is going to pass away, but the one who does the will of God will live forever. So I just want to challenge you, don't wait to give away your possessions. Don't wait to give away your position. Don't wait to give away your status, right? Don't wait to give your title, right? Give it to him, right? Give it to him now while you have the chance. Don't wait. Don't be like the rich man and wait and covet all these things and then find out at the end that you didn't have a relationship with God, right? That you didn't have a walk with Jesus, or the walk that you quote unquote say you had with Jesus was just you going to church. Just you saying, hey, I don't do this on this day because it's Sunday, right? But Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday, you do whatever you want. Or you're in a sorority, or the things that you think, I've been stepping in this sorority. I've been stepping in this, this covet. I've been coveting in this stuff, right? But I want to challenge you that is not of God. Being in a sorority is not of God. It is false worship and it's idol worship, which is going to cause you to be where he is, where the tormentor is, right? The tormentor, right? That Satan, right? So I really want you to do some deep digging today. When you listen to this message, I want you to say and ask yourself, is Jesus the highest authority in my life? Not what you believe. I want you to get with him and ask him, Lord, are you the highest authority? Show me the things, Lord, that I'm putting over you. Show me the high places, Lord, that I want them to be torn down. Show me the high places, right? And so you might be a Christian and you might be a believer and you're saying, I've given this over to God. I've given my title, I've given my status, but I'm still dealing with taking it back, right? I want to challenge you. You think you're not delivered, but that is called what we call temptation, where the devil is tempting you to make you think that you haven't been delivered, but you are, right? So you got to continue to fight by speaking against it and declaring Jesus as the highest authority in your life. So right now, touch yourself and say, Jesus, you are the highest authority in my mind. Jesus, you're the highest authority in my eyes, Lord. Jesus, you're the highest authority who I listen to in my ears, Lord. Jesus, you are the highest authority. Don't be like the rich man wishing that you could have dismissed your status of this world for eternal life. Don't be like that. So I want to start with those people who have been going through something that they can't explain. You might be going through something that you feel like, man, this is eating me up on the inside. It's eating me up in my mind, my emotions. I can't sleep. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I feel suppressed. I feel discouraged, right? I want to challenge you to allow Jesus to be the Lord and the Savior over your life. I want you to say this. I want you to come in, Jesus, in my life, in me, Lord. And I want to make you the highest authority in my life. Your blood, your sacrifice, Lord, is the highest authority. And I want that for my life. I invite you in to come in me and live in me because you died, Lord God, because you died for me. I want you to be the Lord and the Savior over my life, and I want to live for you. If you said that prayer, I want you to get close to a Bible-based church, find somewhere, pray, ask the Lord to lead you. If you're listening to this podcast, reach out. I would give you some resources. I would say start with the Gospel of John. Start with the Gospel. If you are a believer, many of us are believers, right? And we think that we're closer to God. We think we know what's right and what's wrong, but we don't do it. If you're one of those people, I just want to start repent right now. And this is not just like I'm better than you. This is nothing like that. I'm just being obedient to the Holy Spirit. If you're a believer and the enemy has lied to you and said, did God really say this? Right? This is the same thing he's been doing. Did God really say this? Jesus, just say this. I want to repent right now for the things that I have placed above you. Lord, I ask no spirit but the Holy Spirit. Come now. Have your way in my heart. Cleanse me, O Lord. Fill me up with your peace, because you are the Prince of Peace. And you are the Prince of Peace. That means that you give everything that I need, Lord God. I can be sustained in you, Lord. And so, Lord, we tear down any high places that we have put above you, Lord. We tear it down right now so that you may be exalted, that you are exalted above everything, Lord, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Alpha and Omega. And so, Lord, we lay it all down right now. We lay everything that we put before you, everything that we made a priority, every possession, every household, every child. Lord, we lay it before you right now. And we ask right now, Lord, that you would be the highest authority in our lives, that you would be the highest authority how we speak, Lord, that people would see your authority in how we speak, how we live, and how we walk, and how we repent, Lord. We repent to you, and we ask right now, Lord, that you would come and make the crooked ways straight. Don't be like the rich man. Be like Lazarus, guys. If you find yourself putting God below something, right? Think about it. What is that thing that you're putting above God? What is that thing that you said that you can handle? I ask you right now, give it to God, because the times that we're in, guys, is not what you think. And this is the time that you need to make a shift. If you're a believer, if you're an unbeliever, make a shift to know Jesus, because the time is ticking. The time is running out, and I don't want us to be, and I would be remiss if I didn't be obedient to what God is saying to me. And so, guys, I just challenge you. Get in the Word of God. Read your Bible. Grab a Bible. Buy a Bible. Read a Bible. And allow God to minister to your spirit. And allow God to give you purpose. And allow your possessions to become lesser. And let Him become greater.